You might like you might like to open your Bible to Daniel and chapter 12. And you would remember in our exercise of late, we're looking at the prophets and Old Testament prophets as they saw into the future. And at this point, we looked at Daniel, and here we are at Daniel chapter 12. And as we did together, chapter 12, going over by verse 9. Well, verse 8. And I heard, but I understood not. Then said I, O my Lord, what shall be the end of these things? And we shared different word end, E-N-D, and the end before the end. So, and as you're looking at this whole section, chapter 11, verse 36, over to chapter 40, verse 45, that involves details of the Antichrist at the end. So, the end but not the end. Daniel wants to have some details of that. He would like to know some details. And what do we know? God, verse 9, and he said, go thy way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed until the time of the end. That's the end. Time of the end. What is that? Well, you can't know any more till the time of the end. Without turning there, Revelation chapter 6 through 19. Chapter 5 introduces chapter 6. Chapter 5. Our Lord, the Lamb of God, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Lamb of God, opens the seven seals. They're closed until he opens them then. Daniel, then tie that together with Daniel in chapter 9, verse 8 and 9. You can't know them. He will open the seals, and then you will know. But you won't know them till then. They're locked up. Now we have them. We already know Revelation. They did not. They did not know that. So, looking at that and keeping that in mind, Daniel wanted to know the end of these things. So, and therefore, verse 10, many shall be purified and made white, and made white and tried. But the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. So, looking at verse 10, what do we know? The many shall be purified, caused to be purified, and reflexive. They'll be made, reflect. They themselves are going to be purified. They shall purify themselves. You got it. They're going to purify themselves and separate themselves. They're going to separate, purify, cleanse, clean. They're going to separate themselves and shall make themselves white. White, they'll make themselves white, white, spotless. So, in order to tie that during that time, many are going to what? Many are going to trust God and look to God. So, Jeremiah chapter 29 for a minute. And in Jeremiah chapter 29, picking up if I may, and you'll catch it, our Lord, looking for the end, 70 years to be finished, when the Israelites could return to the land. And here in chapter 29 is that subject, that information. Verse 10, And for thus saith the Lord, that after 70 years be accomplished at Babylon, I will visit you and perform my good word toward you, and in causing you to return to this place. For I know the thoughts of that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give thee an expected end. Then, when the time is right, and the tribulation's in full blossom, many of you are going to see it. Then, this is earlier, Jeremiah 29, then, verse 12, 29, 10, 12, then shall you call upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. When you yourselves are going to do it, the pressure's going to be on, tribulation and all that's happening, and when it's happening, you're going to turn to me. You are going to choose to turn to me. Verse 13, and you shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all your heart. So God is going to let the tribulation, and in the process, they're all going to get changed. Not all, but many. Many are going to purify themselves and say, boy, we're going to get look to God. And they did. They would. So one other place, though, that will add to that, especially at that time, over to Revelation and chapter 7. And in Revelation chapter 7, if I may, picking up chapter 7, picking up in verse 9. 7:9, context. After this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations and kindreds and people and tongues, languages, stood before the throne, and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands, and cried with a loud voice, saying, salvation to our God, which sitteth upon the throne, unto the Lamb. And all the angels stood round about the throne, and about the elders, and the four beasts, and they fell down before the throne on their faces, and worship God, saying, verse 12, saying, amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto our God forever and ever, amen. And one of the elders answered, saying unto me, what are these? What are these which are arrayed in white robes? And whence came they? And I said unto him, see, thou knowest. And he said to me, these are they which came out of the great tribulation and have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. So, God's going to, what are you going to tell Daniel? I'm just going to tell you, Daniel, when all of this is happening, I'm going to tell you what? That Israel is going to wake up, just like at the end of the 70 years, a number of Jews are going to return to the land. During the tribulation, they're going to wake up and they're going to understand. Now, but the wicked, as we read in verse 10, but the wicked shall do wickedly. They'll be ungodly, evil, wicked, ungodly, evil. And that's what they're going to do. And while you're in Revelation, you'll pick that up if I can. Revelation, if I can, chapter 9. And chapter 9, verse 5. And there was given that they should not kill them. This is the two witnesses now. But that they should be tormented 5 months. And their torment was as the torment of a serpent when he striketh a man. And in those days shall men seek death and shall not find it, and shall despise and shall desire to die, and death shall flee from them. They'll not know it, not understand it. Verse 11. And they had a king over them, which is the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in the Hebrew tongue, Armageddon, but in the Greek tongue, his name is Apollyon. One row is passed, and behold, there come two woes more hereafter. And as you're reading down, sliding over if I can, God's judgment is going to take place. Now, how is the attitude of the people in the process, the ungodly? What are they going to do? So, chapter 9. And you know, and just reminding yourself, the attitude of the world, of the people in that day. And the rest of the men, which were not killed by these plagues, yet, with all the judgments, yet repented not, N-O-T, of the works of their hands, that they should not worship devils, demons, and idols of gold and silver and brass and stone and wood, all kinds of idolatry, and drugs, etc., which neither can see nor hear, nor walk. Verse 21. Neither repented they of their murders, nor of their sorceries, drugs, nor of their fornication, nor of their thefts. You would think they want to get right, but they don't want to get right. They're just going to stay in the same place, in the same way. So as you turn the pages of Revelation, you're going to find the same thing. Now, what else do we know? You're here, you can see it. Go over to chapter 16, for the sake of turning it. Doing it, chapter 16, and picking up, please, in verse 13. 16 and 13. And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon, the devil, and out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. All three against giving demons evil, etc. Verse 14. And they are spirits of demons, devils, working miracles which go forth unto the kings of the earth and of the whole world to gather them to the battle of that great day of God Almighty. Behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watcheth and keepeth his garments. Blessed is lest he walk naked, and they see his shame. Verse 16. And he gathered them together unto a place called in the Hebrew tongue Armageddon. And the seventh angel poured out the vial into the air. And there came a great voice out of the temple of heaven from the throne, saying, "It is done." And God, all of the things are going to happen, and the wicked are doing more wickedly. They don't fix anything, they don't change anything, and they don't understand. To tie that together, Matthew 24. And in Matthew chapter 24, picking up if I may, and you will note, going over, you catch the context. Verse 22. 24:22. And you'll note, you're familiar with it, chapter 24, verse 22. And I'll even read verse 21, context. For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world, to this time, no, not ever shall be. Now remember, if you were looking back at Daniel chapter 12, you have the same thing. It's a tribulation. When it happens, the earth has never seen such a thing. Never seen it. It's going to happen. So, and verse 22, and except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved, but for the elect's sake, for believers, those days shall be shortened. If I made it 8 years, not seven, you'd never make it. The evil is going to be so bad, the judgments are so deadly, no one's going to make it. No one's going to make it. No one. God said, I shorten it to 7 days. Hang on to that. Now, having said that, so here's a system, and the system's being outworked. Back over to Daniel and chapter 12 and in verse 10. And I'll read it again so you tie it together. Chapter 12, verse 10. Many shall be purified, made clean, made white, and tried, tested, proven. But the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand. But the wise shall understand. The wicked will not understand, but the wise will understand. Now, hold your finger here and go back over to Jeremiah, where we were last time, and remember to put that together. Jeremiah and chapter 30. And chapter 20, but here's chapter 30. Jeremiah chapter 30, if I may. In verse 22, chapter 30, chapter 30, if I can, in verse 24, 30 and 24, and you will note, Daniel. Now, I'm not going to read it because I'm on Jeremiah chapter 30. I'm in Isaiah chapter 30. You guys are right. I'm wrong. I got to get over to Jeremiah. And in Jeremiah chapter 30, open, and now I got the right place, in chapter 30 and in verse 24. And the first anger of the Lord shall not return until God's going to judge. He won't do it more than 7 years because no one will survive, but he'll do it in 7 years. And thus his anger is actually going to take place. The Lamb of God, the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Verse 24, chapter 30, Jeremiah. The fierce anger of the Lord shall not return until he have done it, until he have performed the intents of his heart. In the latter days, you shall consider, understand it. When it begins, closer, you'll understand. You say, I don't understand such things. God could do all that. Yep. See, when it happens, you'll understand. Understand, back over to Daniel chapter 12, and verse 10. Chapter 12, the wicked will not understand. The believers will understand. The wicked are not going to understand because they're not going to get saved. They won't repent. They won't change. They're going against God. They intend to go against God all the way to the end. Hang on. Now, having said that and keeping that, if you can, in your mind and thinking, so God's going to do what he's going to do in his most wonderful way. And verse 11, and from the time that the daily sacrifice shall be taken away and the abomination that maketh desolate set up, there shall be 1,290 days. So 1,290 days are going to take place. So what do we know? So in the process, God's going to set up an image. The devil's going to set up an image in the temple, Daniel 9 and Matthew 24:15 and all of that. The devil's going to go and set up an image in the temple. That's the middle of the tribulation. 3.5 years have gone by. The devil now steps forward to give and show his real purpose in what it's all about. And he puts his image in the temple, and the whole world, that's where they receive the mark of the beast, the mark, you can't buy or sell, etc. And he tries and brings the whole world in under his influence and the rebellion and all that's going to happen. So, having said that and keeping that in mind, God's going to let all of that happen. And in the middle of the tribulation. So the middle of the tribulation, we have, all the different ways of saying it, 42 months, one way, Revelation, 1,260 days, 3.5 years, 30 days in a month, prophetically. So we've got what? We've got God's telling the people that I'm going to finish the tribulation, 1,260 days, 3.5 more years. I'm not going to go past it. I'm going to stop, else no one's going to make it. So I'm going to stop at 3.5 years, and that's 1,260 days. But God's giving something to Daniel to listen to, and Daniel has a sense of that from Daniel 7 and all of that. And the 1,260 days. And now what? 1,260 days. And Daniel, there's going to be 30 more days. 30 more days. 1,290 days. That's how many it's going to be. So, and 30 more days after the tribulation. That's what's going to be. Now, when you're looking at this, you have to remember that at the end of the tribulation, our Lord, we read it in chapter 16, Battle of Armageddon, and the world's in Jerusalem, etc., is dead set against God. The whole world is in ruin and rebellion, and therefore they clash, and God judges the armies, the nations of the world. That isn't a pretty picture at all. God does that. So, what are we looking at? He judges that, and then chapter 25, 24 and 25 in Matthew, he's going to judge the nations. All the nations are going to, everyone's going to be brought before him, Jews, Gentiles, one at a time, and they're going to be judged. The sheep and the goats, some are going to be saved to go into the millennium. The others are going to be judged and taken out of the earth. So, taken away, the opposite of the rapture. He's going to take the bad guys out and leave the good guys. So, in the process of doing that, what have we got? Here he comes. So here's the temple in the middle of the year, what you read, chapter 12, verse 11, the abomination, the image of the Antichrist in the temple. And God, here's the temple, here's the judgment, God comes. What are we going to do looking at the earth? It's a mess. What are we going to do? We're looking at that temple, and here's that image. And all of that image and temple, that has to all go. It's all sitting there, looking at it. It didn't disappear. God just judged the world. It's all there. Now we need time to clean it up. The earth is the same when he comes. In other words, the white mountains are still going to be the white mountains for a while. Everything's for a while. Whatever's left after the tribulation. And that's what you got. So he's going to have, 30 more days? We got to clean the land, clean that temple up. We got to get that temple cleaned up. They're going to build a new temple, but they got to get rid of the old one and get rid of the Antichrist. Not only are they going to do that, that's what they're going to do. Makes sense? Has to be done. Has to be done. You got to clean house. God isn't magically going to do it. He's just going to go and fix everything in his grace and power. So, and then we go a little further in verse 12. And blessed is he that waiteth and cometh to the thousand, 1,335 days. So now we're going to add 40 more days to that. The whole is going to be 40 more days, I should say. So now, having said that and keeping that in mind, what's he going to do? You have to clean everything up. And if you go Ezekiel 39 and that, you don't have to turn there. The burning up, they got to burn up all the weapons that God takes care of when the Russians come down, and it's going to take 7 months. Bodies got to be buried. So we got 7 months and 7 years. That's three and a half years. We got 7 months, 3.5 years. So we're going to have. So what are we going to do? We're going to go 40 more days. 40 more days. For what? To get everything in order. To make everything come out. Temple, everything has to be in order. So that you'll be blessed. Wonderfully, wonderfully blessed. But you can't enjoy a new heaven, a new earth. Not a new earth. You can't enjoy a kingdom that's a mess. We got to fix it up. And so time is given to clean, to fix in God's magical, wonderful way. And he fixes everything. And this is blessed. Blessed is that time when I do all that. So it's obvious he has to do it. And Daniel, what are you going to know? Well, God's only going to have the tribulation ago, which you know, 3.5 years more after the Antichrist sets up his image, Daniel chapter 9, 27. And you know that. And by the way, Daniel, there's going to be another 30 days and 40 days, etc., or 45 days, whatever, in the process. All of that's going to take place, and it has to take place. That's all you're going to know, Daniel. That's all you're going to know. But know this, Daniel, when it happens, the people of that live on the earth that go through the tribulation and enter the millennium, they're going to be blessed, wonderfully, wonderfully blessed in a most wonderfully wonderful, wonderful way. So God is going to bless them as only he can. And in the process, the blessing, they that wait upon the Lord, God's going to go. They firmly cling to the Lord, trust the Lord. That's what they're going to do. Blessed. Now, God, you're going to do that. I am. And that's all you're going to know, Daniel. What else? Daniel, are you going to be encouraged? Maybe. Isaiah chapter 30. And you'll note, in Isaiah chapter 30, may I go to verse 15. And thus saith the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, for in turning in Israel, and in returning and rest shall you be saved. and quietness and confidence shall be your strength. Now, if you just stop there, but God said, that, you know what? That's what I told them. In returning and rest shall be saved, and quietness and confidence shall be your strength. And that's what you're going to do. You do that. Now, when you aim it now, and you, what's it do to? I was going to give you an illustration. I do that every time I take a shower. I lean my head against the edge and repeat that verse. In returning and rest, rest, and quietness and confidence shall be your strength. But I don't add the next part. And they would not. And they would not. And they would not. They didn't do it. Hang on. But in the tribulation, they're going to wake up and they're going to enter into the kingdom. It'll be blessed. Now, but picking up that, chapter 30, Isaiah. But she said, no, for we will flee upon horses. Therefore shall we flee, and we will ride. We will ride upon these, ride upon the swift. In other words, we're going to run and escape. Therefore shall they that pursue thee be swift. You're not going to beat the enemy. If you trust God, you win. If you don't trust God, the enemy wins. So, if I can, verse 17. 1,000 shall flee at the rebuke of one. At the rebuke of five shall you flee, till you be left as a beacon light, beacon upon the, like a lighthouse all alone, beacon upon the top of a top of a hill, rock mountain, and as an ensign or an entrance on a hill. Verse 18, and therefore will the Lord wait. God, you aren't doing anything, no. That purpose, why are you waiting? That he may be gracious unto you. That's what you read in Jeremiah 29. I'm going to wait and bring peace, but I'm going to wait for 70 years to finish when you're judged. And when you finish your judgment is finished, yeah, I'm going to bless you. You're going to seek me after that judgment. After 70 years in idolatry, Babylon, you're going to seek me. Not all of you, but some will. Now, verse 18. Therefore will the Lord wait that he may give and that he may be gracious unto you. And therefore will he be exalted. Why? That purpose he may have mercy upon you. For the Lord is a God of judgment. Ah, now tie that together. God said, I'm going to wait till you purify, you get your heart right, and then what are you going to do? The end of verse 18, blessed are all they that wait for him. That's the word blessed. The word blessed, straight. Not crooked, not zigzagged, to go straight. To be able to run straight down the, not going to the left, not going to the right, not stumbling, not sitting down, running the race, straight down the corridor. That's to be happy, to do and finish the race, to be blessed, to be happy, run down the race, straightway. That's called being blessed. Blessed. You'll be blessed for 1,000 years. That's what you're going to be blessed. Now, to do that, again, so it goes, ties together, over fire to Psalm 32. And in Psalm 32, you remember, here's our same word. Psalm 32, here's David, and we have it. 32, picking up, please, in verse 1. Blessed, there's the word, same word, straight down. Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven and whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man. Again, secondly, he says it. Blessed, verse 2, same word. Blessed, straight, is the man unto whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no guile. Verse 3, when I kept silent, my bones waxed old through my groaning all the day long. For day and night thy hand was heavy upon me. My moisture is turned into the drought of summer. Salah. Verse 5, I acknowledge my sin. That's what tribulation's going to do. It's going to take 7 years, but the people are going to turn around to say, boy, it didn't pay to leave God out of the picture. God's going to wait, Isaiah 30:18. I'm going to wait until I'm going to be gracious and merciful. I'm going to wait for them, and then I'm going to bless them. I'm going to wait, bless them. They got to wait. Now, no, you know, it's no good not to bless them now. Their heart isn't right. You have to have your heart right to be blessed, to have the enjoyment of going straight down. Therefore, I acknowledge my sin unto thee, my iniquity have I not hid. I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord, and thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin. I didn't ask for forgiveness. I confessed it because God already had told us he died on the cross. He would die on the cross to forgive us our sin. So I didn't need to know, am I going to get forgiveness? I already have it when I'm trusting him, and God's going to do his most wonderful thing. So therefore, if we confess our sin, 1 John 1:9. So therefore, I say Psalm 32 in verse 6, for this shall everyone that is godly pray unto thee in a time that when thou mayest be found. Surely in the floods of great waters, they shall not come nigh unto thee. Then thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance. Salah. I'm going to surround you, said God. That's what David knew. I'm going to go straight. It's a straight path. Blessed is the man, the woman, the boy or girl, as they go down the corridor of time. God's going to bless them, surround them with his grace as they go down the corridor. That's what he's going to do. So every step, stay straight. You're blessed. God surrounds us, compass with songs of deliverance. God is the Savior. God is saving and saving and saving. Our mercy today, mercy tonight, mercy tomorrow. God, you're going to get us there. Now, so therefore, you remember, might as well tie it together, in verse 8, I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go, and I will guide thee with mine eye, a straight road, a straight path. You're going to go straight down, I'm going to guide, I'm going to teach, I'm going to help you understand how to be blessed. Be not as a horse, or as a mule that hath no understanding, whose mouth must be held in with bit and bridle, lest they come near unto thee. In other words, I don't want to have to put a bit and thing in your mouth. I don't want to have to go and force you. I want you to want it. I want you to be blessed. I'm going to wait until you want to be blessed. Do you want what I want? But do it. No, God said, I want you to want what I want. That's what I want. I'm waiting for you to bless you, but you got to want what I want. My will for your life That's what you need. And I want you to want my will with all your heart. And I'm going to do it. So therefore, don't be as a horse or mule. And many sorrows. Remember we used illustrate years ago for that? Here's the river going down, and you don't want to be bucking the river. The flow, God is like in Isaiah. The peace that I give unto you are like rivers flowing. My peace is going to come like this, and you don't want to fight it. No, what you want to do is be like a little feather in the river. And the feather isn't going to resist anything. The feather just wants to go with the flow. Go with God. Don't fight him. Don't be as a horse or a mule. Just go with the flow. And you'll be blessed as you go down the corridor of time in a wonderful way. Therefore, you got the idea? Verse 10. Many sorrows shall be to the wicked. Remember, the wicked are going to do wickedly. They don't want to get it. Daniel chapter 10, 12, verse 10. Here in chapter 32, Psalm verse 10. Psalm 32. Sorrows shall be to the wicked. But he that trusteth in the Lord, mercy shall compass. And there's the same word as you have down in verse 7, to surround you. The mercy of God will surround you. The mercy shall compass you about. God's wonderful mercy, God's wonderful saving grace. Verse 11, be glad in the Lord and rejoice, ye righteous, and shout for joy, all ye that are upright in heart. God's going to do a wonderful, wonderful thing in a most wonderful, wonderful way. Now, back over to Daniel and chapter 12. And so as you're looking now, chapter 12, and God's going to do all of this. So now, here we are looking at chapter verse 12, and here's Daniel. This is all Daniel's going to have. Verse 10, verse 11, verse 12. No more information, Daniel. You're all done. Now, verse 13. But, go thou thy way, till the end be, But thou shalt rest and stand in thy lot at the end of the days. So I want you to go. Go you to the end. Now, what do you know? Hold your finger here. Go to Daniel chapter 12. Chapter 1. Daniel chapter 1. And remember, Daniel chapter 12. Daniel chapter 1, I should say. Daniel chapter 1, picking up, please, in verse 8. Remember when he got saved, taken to Babylon, I should say, and he and the three others, four of them made a pact with God that they were not going to defile themselves. They were going to hang in there no matter what, even though the Babylonians would give them exceeding and did give them exceeding positions. But verse 8, Daniel 1, 8. But Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with a portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore, he requested of the prince and of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. That was it when he started. When you come to the end of chapter 1, you remember, chapter 1, verse 21, and Daniel continued even unto the first year of King Cyrus when he sent Israel back to the land. That's what he did. Daniel consistently started, stayed on course, was blessed as he went down the road, blessed, and God blessed him as he went straightway from start to finish. Now back over to chapter 12. And blessed is he that waiteth, verse 13, I should say, 12 and 13. But go thou now thy way till the end be. In other words, go and just finish. You can't do anything else. You're just going to go. Go to the end. You haven't died yet. He's going to die. Going to die probably 536, just after they started building the temple. The 70 years have ended, and we hear no more of Daniel. So we assume Daniel died right in there when he died. So he did. Daniel, you did everything. That's all I'm going to tell you. That's all you're going to know. So therefore, be content and keep breathing the air and trusting me as you purposed in your heart. Keep doing so till the end. Finish the course. Therefore, you come, as you know, over in Job chapter 3. And in Job chapter 3, picking up again. And going if I can. Job 3, and slide over, you catch the thought. In verse 17, Job 3, 17. There the wicked cease from troubling, and there the weary be at rest. God, you're going to go. And there. So Job is looking, and the world around him is not very good. He's in great trouble, and God goes and blessed him. The wicked are there. And Job, what are you going to do? It's the way it is. You're going to trust God all the way. That's what you're going to do. Though he slay me, I will trust him. That's what I'm going to do. Now, so here's Job, here's Daniel, and there's Paul. And over to 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy, if I can, in chapter 4. And what is Paul going to do? 2 Timothy, and in chapter 4. And you will note, if I can, and 2 Timothy 4, I'm picking up, if I may, chapter 4, in verse 6. 4, 6, 2 Timothy. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions. Do the work of an evangelist. Make full proof of thy ministry. 4. I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. It's time. Paul, you've done everything, and God has kept you. And time again, you could have died, but you didn't. It wasn't God's time. In God's time, Paul said, my time is now. I tied my time, and God kept delivered me, but it's my time. It's now. So, Daniel, you just trust me till the end. That's what you do. Hang in there. You may not know anything else. You may not do anything else. Just hang in there and to the end and rest. That's what I want you to do. But we should do something. No, we're finished. All we're going to do. So you just rest till we're finished. And that's what you're going to do. So here's Paul. Nero's going to take his head, etc. And therefore, verse 7, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And not to me only, but unto all them that love his appearing. Now, Paul, you aren't going to see the rapture. No, Paul isn't going to see the rapture. He isn't. No, God's going to take him, and he did. God took him. And therefore, thou go thy way, Daniel, to the end, and thou shalt rest. You're going to find a wonderful rest. I want you to rest. Be at peace till I'm finished. Till you're finished. Till you're finished, yes. Until God is finished. God, what are we doing? We're waiting for God to finish what he's doing before he takes us. That's what we're doing. We're waiting for God to finish whatever he's doing before he takes us. No, we're waiting. That's what 1 Thessalonians 5, 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 10. We're waiting for the Lord's return. That's right. That's what we're doing. We aren't doing much. We aren't making much happen. No, no. We're just waiting. Waiting. That's all. Just rest. What are you going to tell Daniel? That's what you told Daniel. You told Daniel, you aren't going to just relax. You need to know more. No, you got everything. We have more, all kinds of stuff to know. But Daniel didn't. Daniel didn't. It was all done. It had a note, you know enough. You wait till I'm done, said God. Isaiah 30 and 18, that I may be gracious to you. I'm waiting. I'm going to show you mercy, that I may be gracious to you, that you may be blessed. That you may be blessed. What are you going to do coming up in the kingdom? I'm going to make it a blessing. A place, a wonderful time, a blessing in a most wonderful, wonderful way. Now you got the idea. Rest. And it's the end. It's the end. So therefore, you have to come to the end of your lot. It's your time. The lot is cast, Isaiah, Proverbs 16. The lot is cast into the lap. Remember your lap? You got a lap in front of you. The lot is cast into your little lap down there. But the whole outworking of it, the judgment is God's. So God has a wonderful plan for your life, and it's in your lap. And you want to let God finish the job. No? You want God to finish it. In God's way, in God's time, for God's honor, for God's glory. Daniel, be content. I would like to know more. I'd like to understand. No, you don't need to know anymore.